Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations here in Tampa and Sarasota. That's our AM 860 The Answer, AM 930 The Answer stations. Now, we also broadcast around the country via the Genesis Communications Network. They're found online, GCNLive.com, and, of course, on selected Salem Media Group stations around the country. Hello, Atlanta, and to everybody up there and the other stations that are hearing us all around the countryside, we appreciate you, and hello to Hawthorne, Nevada, where we heard from somebody last night, and tonight we heard from Denver, one of the mail haulers, and he was telling us we were coming in treetop tall. And don't forget, we're also available on the Internet. That's how they hear us in Germany, Maria and company. That's how they hear us in India. And we're on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, and especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers driving coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women, our FedEx and our UPS drivers out there, our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and all the other petroleum products, too, so we can go when we need to. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Okay, here we go. Starting out this hour, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go up here and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hey, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Now, before we say the pledge, I want to say good morning again to James over there in Clearwater. James made a comment about Bud Light. You ready for this one, Kyle?
Sure.
There's only one real solution to save Bud Light. Sell the company back to an American company, one with proven conservative credentials. Well, I can tell you that since Germany, the concern in Germany, owns Anheuser-Busch, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it could be a long shot, yeah.
All right, let's say the pledge and I'll lead the way. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, take it away. I know you want to talk a lot, and Denise does too, about good old FBI getting drilled yesterday, Mr. Ray, so have it at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Of course, FoundersCode.com is the website for Denise Simon. And Denise, in addition to Director Ray responding to the question about protecting the Biden family, he said absolutely not, of course. What else stood out to you, and what was the big takeaways from his testimony?
Well, the big takeaway to me was every response, every answer that he gave us is the same answer that he has given pretty much to every question that he has asked before every hearing on the Hill. He kind of talks in platitudes and doesn't give anything of substance. Everything is under investigation, or it's FBI policy, or, you know, it's an internal security matter, blah, 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 blah. So I got nothing. The Democrats there, virtually every one of their questions dealt with MAGA Republicans and Trump. They took a stance to talk about Mar-a-Lago raid and, you know, going back to FBI agents and all things Russiagate, and how Trump is still guilty. They're still holding on to that. But the other questions that the Republicans asked were saying to Ray, dude, all of us are watching you, and all of us are challenging you. And his position was he doesn't really care. He's kind of locked in. And I would argue that, you know, Christopher Ray works for Merrick Garland. So he is really, I think Ray has a difficult job of not only being the Praetorian Guard for the Biden administration, but he's in the position to be the Praetorian Guard for the Department of Justice, too. So that's really my take. I watched it, probably except for about 20 minutes of it, and then I just went back to it, and I gave up. I mean, it's just I got virtually nothing out of it.
Well, one of the things that GOP was talking about, too, was this notion that the FBI has lost the trust of the American people. I think a lot of people would agree with that at these high levels of the FBI. But what has to happen? What could they do? Is there anything they can do right now?
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing. When he was challenged on those kinds of issues, his response was pretty much the same, especially to Matt Gaetz. He said, you know, I can't tell you how many people from Florida have applied to work at the FBI. Then, you know, he was questioned by a congressman from Texas. And he said, yeah, Texas is another top state that, you know, has people that are applying to be agents. So that was his response, didn't care.
Yeah. All right, folks, Denise, hold the thought right there. Folks, we're coming right back after this quick break on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're rolling on in the overnight hours.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And our conversation with Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, continues right after this. This segment is brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO, and they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. Currently, they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, all you got to do to find out if you can save any money with GEICO as your insurance carrier is to go to their website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O.com. And you can do a cost comparison right there on the Internet for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can bundle those on your car policy and save money that way, too. But here's the biggest way to save money with your vehicle that you're driving. Your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance can be bundled with your automobile insurance, and you will get one whale of a discount. It's that simple. And all you got to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, to find out how to do it. Run it there, or get the name of your agent, call them up, make an appointment, go see them in person if that's what you'd like to do. Choice is yours. So GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com is the website. Go over there and see if they can save you a bunch of money like they have me. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Denise Simon. Now, if you can find Denise Simon on the Internet by going to Facebook and go to the Denise Simon Experience and like the page and follow her along, that is your more active page where you actually put your stuff up that you write, correct?
That's one of the places, but that's a constant place, yes.
All right. And, of course, the website is founderscode.com, but the Denise Simon Experience is where you'll see more active, up-to-date stuff. Okay, Kyle, take it away again.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Denise. And, you know, Denise, you know, we talked about Christopher Wray and the FBI. Let's go into the international stage here. We got a couple of things happening with China. China's not happy that the arbitration that had to do back in 2016 regarding the who controls and who has the right essentially to the South China Sea, China's not happy that that did not go their way.
You know, there used to be such a thing as good actors on a world stage, good leadership, good countries, you know, countries that are good for the world. And we've gotten to the point now where you've got these rogue countries and these rogue leaders that have kind of banded together, and they've all decided that they are going to go back in history and challenge agreements or memorandums or contracts or, you know, those kinds of things because they have a collective mission to destroy the West, and that includes the United States. So, you know, China, I think, has been the leader in all of this, actually, and Russia has decided to follow suit, and with that, they have called on other rogue countries, North Korea and Iran, and as long as they're there, let's see who what other countries are in some kind of battle with the West. Well, let's see. I think that can include some of the countries in the Arab League, meaning Saudi Arabia. Let's look over towards the Western Hemisphere, shall we? Okay, well, we got rid of Bolsonaro in Brazil, so let's include Brazil in our little confab here. And, oh, while we're at it, let's see how we can do with Cuba and Venezuela. So do you see where I'm going with this? This is all, it all began really with Beijing. And they are not, obviously, they haven't been for years and years good actors. Beijing are, you know, the Chinese Communist Party and President Xi, they're liars and they're thieves, and mostly thieves. You know, with the hacking and the stuff that they've done, that's, you know, that they take the work of other people and use it for their own.
Okay, Kyle, we have a caller on the line. You want to take the caller?
Sure, yeah, let's go ahead with the caller.
All right.
Caller, where are you calling?
All right, good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Cap. Anyway, after Biden's latest performances, I think it's clear that they ought to impeach him, even though I know it's not going to go anywhere. At least they can bring it up in the Senate and maybe force something or other. And as far as the FBI goes, I think it's clearly time for them to do something about that, even to the point of defunding them, just to put some pressure on. What do you think, Denise?
Well, here's my question before you answer that. What makes anybody think it's going to pass in the House?
We're not going to impeach anybody, and that includes Mayorkas, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest. We know what we'd like to do and what we'd like to see, but, ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest. It just, you know, the integrity and the statesmanship of these people that work in government, in, you know, especially these cabinet secretaries in the Biden administration, I heard so many people in that hearing yesterday with Ray's, keep Americans safe. Does anybody feel safe anymore?
No. Nope.
Because I don't.
No. Nope.
And we're here in Florida and we're in a safe state, but you know, you have to watch everything. And you know, what did Ray say? He had something like 800 task force. Did I hear that number right?
Yeah.
And I thought, task force to do what exactly? Well, we've taken on, you know, a handful of these drug cartels, and we've removed X number of, you know, fentanyl off the streets. Well, you haven't fixed the problem. You know, it's kind of like, you know, as George Bush used to say, swatting flies. They have a gang task force. Well, gangs operate in Chicago. That's virtually how what is happening in Chicago. You've got an unofficial gang operation that's really happening in Portland, in Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, You know, do these cities, are they really telling us that they're safe and they're protecting Americans? Because they're just not. You know, TSA, are they protecting passengers on airplanes? I mean, have you guys seen what happens on airplanes lately? You know, what is happening in hotels across the country? I mean, look, we have invited problems. And I didn't hear Christopher Wray say, we've invited problems and we're working diligently to chase them. And, you know, these issues that this administration has caused, you know, the FBI ground operation has to run out there and fix it. And they're overwhelmed. I guarantee you, the 85,000 people who work at the Bureau, they're just overwhelmed. And, I don't see Christopher Wray putting his foot down and going over there to Merrick Garland saying, you know, you better start prosecuting some people and you better start talking to all these judges and, you know, start looking at these cases. Because, I mean, none of us are safe. None of us.
Well, you know, Denise, that, yeah, what you're saying is really alarming. That's for sure. Just a quick footnote here to what we were talking about earlier with China. You mentioned something about the idea of destruction of the West. And so it does kind of go against the notion that, well, China and Russia, but China primarily, just wants to do commerce, right? That they just want to have a good business relationship. But ultimately, that's not really the case, do you think, is it?
It's clearly not the case. They are doing commerce, but they're doing commerce at the expense of countries and cities across the globe with the Belt and Road Initiative, and then they do debt trapping, especially in Africa. You know, they go to these smaller countries and they tell the African countries and their leadership, hey, you know, we'll help you build a telecommunications company, or we'll help you rebuild a port, or we'll do this and we'll do that. We'll loan you the money. We'll bring in our Chinese workers and we'll build this for you, but you pay us back. Well, they can't afford to pay them back, so what happens? Well, China ends up owning part of Niger or, you know, Cote d'Ivoire or whatever, you know, and that is how he's building his Belt and Road Initiative. Is this administration doing a blasted thing to stop it? No. Did anybody in that hearing yesterday ask Christopher Wray, and I sent a tweet to a couple of people in that committee, has he pushed back on any of the agreements in the CFIUS? Nobody asked the question.
Okay, hold that thought. Kyle, we'll be right back with Kyle and the Military News Veteran segment coming up. Denise, we'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Okay, be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Two firefighters in Alabama shot Wednesday morning in what police call a targeted attack.
It's extremely unusual for someone to come target one of our fire stations, and so we're trying to see why would someone want to target one of those fire stations in Birmingham.
Both men were shot at a station after someone entered through a door that people use for medical assistance. No one's in custody in connection with the shooting. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is strengthening federal requirements for the removal of lead-based paint. Deputy Administrator Janet McCabe made the announcement in New Jersey.
Basically, it's going to set more protective levels that let us know when lead needs to be cleaned up and when that cleanup has been done properly.
She says these standards will be followed by risk assessors, inspectors, and licensed contractors. Since 2021, the EPA has put billions of dollars towards lead pipe and paint removal across the country. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online by going to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. And, of course, give them a call after you take a look at the website, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. I'll get your questions ready for Bo because he's going to be here, Bo Browning, about an hour from now. He'll be here with me in studio, and we're going to answer any questions you have about the curriculum over there or any aircraft questions that you might happen to have. For example, did you see the plane that slid off the runway upon arrival yesterday and smashed into pieces against a protection barrier. Luckily, nobody was killed. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's over on the Fox homepage if you want to go look at it. All righty. Well, let's see here. Back to the drawing board, and we got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
I bet I know something that would shock you to know. You want to hear it?
Okay. Lay it on me.
The White House on Monday told lawmakers it opposes a provision in the House's annual defense bill that would create a special inspector general for Ukraine aid modeled after the special inspector general for Afghanistan reconstruction. Why would the White House not want to have somebody watching where the money's going when we don't have a freaking clue?
Maybe so that we continue not to have a clue of what's going on.
And people line their pockets.
Well, sure. And I might add, too, Captain, doesn't the president continue to say, we're in it for the long haul, right? If this isn't going to be a short war, this is going to be a long war, and I guess the gravy train would keep going then.
Well, if you haven't been paying attention to what's been going on over there in Lithuania with the Ukraine and NATO meeting, all 31 NATO members there are set to approve a new multi-year assistance package, probably today, for the Ukraine at the alliances as the alliance's heads of state summit comes to an end. Now, that's pretty impressive all by itself, isn't it?
Certainly.
But the Ukraine wants in. They want in. And that's just not going to happen because if for some reason they are voted in right now to NATO, Article 5 would kick in. Suddenly you got a whole bunch of countries got to come to the defense and aid of the Ukraine, and they're going up against Russia. And here we go.
Well, certainly. But, you know, Captain, I think it's important to point out that under normal circumstances, there would be a long process of getting any country ready to join NATO. There's all kinds of requirements and all kinds of procedures and approvals and protocol that they have to go through. So I think, you know, it's wishful thinking on their part that suddenly they would get voted in tomorrow, but that couldn't happen even under the best of circumstances.
Well, I want you to consider this statement. Bringing the Ukraine into NATO would scratch the itch of teaching Russia a lesson. But it would also do nothing to end the war or shorten its duration. As a matter of fact, I think it would do just the opposite. Because if Putin knows that Ukraine will be invited into the alliance after the war is over, he'll have even more reason to fight in order to prevent that outcome from happening.
Well, I think historically here, Russia and Putin in particular here, though, never wanted Ukraine to be part of NATO. This is part and parcel of why he would have invaded it in the first place. It wasn't right to invade it. We don't agree with that, obviously. But I think that's his mindset. So suddenly, if it's really going to be the idea that Ukraine will be part of NATO, Putin would see that as a catastrophe, and this war would escalate like you wouldn't believe.
Now, a once admonished general, General Randy George, is now the Army Chief of Staff in waiting. He will be the commanding officer of the United States Army, 4-star. Of course, they're waiting for the Armed Services Committee and for Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama to quit holding things up.
Well, that's right. And this looks like it's going to go on for some time. And so this is one of the many things that is an issue with this.
Now, a Republican congressman wants to eliminate a federal watchdog that investigates how the Pentagon handles diversity, equity, and extremism, which has done not much of anything yet except cause a bunch of confusion.
Well, it has caused a lot of confusion. The military, you know, I think most people would agree that the military isn't a social experiment petri dish kind of a thing. It serves a very specific purpose. There are people out there, just as we were talking with Denise Simon, you know, you have forces out there that really do want to destroy the West, and take the West down, basically. If we don't have a strong military that's capable, formidable, and scary to those who would try to do such a thing, we're sunk.
We're already sunk. We'll just get sunk deeper.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. But the military, though, I think, you know, when you look back, Captain, at all the people that have served that have been very diverse, I might add, there's a pride and there's something there of coming together to serve their country that transcends any topical or current social thing.
Now, a joint declaration of signatories from the G7 countries will provide long-term bilateral security commitments for the Ukraine with the aim of building a Ukraine that can defend its territorial sovereignty both today and in the future. This coming from the United Kingdom's foreign ministry. I'm not sure how that's going to work out because Russia, if they get the opportunity, they're going to pull out all the stops to try to destroy any possibility of Ukraine beating them on the battlefield.
Well, right. So, you know, I understand the sentiment, but are we talking about a future Ukraine that after Russia was beaten back and it's not an issue anymore and we've reestablished their borders and now they're going to be built up as somebody who can really defend themselves? That Ukraine doesn't exist, at least not yet.
So, last month, the U.S. discovered a security problem which affected unclassified systems such as their email through the Microsoft cloud, and that Chinese hackers had breached the U.S. government email using Microsoft cloud, and in particular, it was the U.S. Department of Commerce that got hacked.
That's right. And a lot of times, you know, you get these weird emails, by the way. Everybody gets
them
that says something. Yeah, well, it says something to the effect of, your email is going to stop working unless you reconfirm your password, or, you know, some other kind of cockamamie thing.
Congratulations, you've won $6 million. Click this link.
That's right. So a lot of times these things can get filtered out, but they don't always. And so that's why it's always a game of cat and mouse. But if you see something that's weird or too good to be true, or you don't think that your colleague really sent you that, just sent you an email with just a link in it or something like that, delete it, call your colleague, and then call your IT administrator.
Okay, you got the number?
Right. But it's they dupe people into clicking on something, providing their credentials, and then they're off and running. That's one way of doing it.
And very quick, some very alarming Navy intel warns of China's 200 times greater shipbuilding capacity right now. They can build many more ships than we can and just push us literally out of the water.
Well, you know, they operate with a singular purpose. They know what they're doing, and they know that in the first hours of any kind of major world war, they're going to lose some ships, and they want the other side to lose more, and then they still dominate.
Yep, because they still got ships.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. Kyle and I will be right back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Thursday. And we shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you, Jeff. In this portion of the program, our conversation with my very good friend and former neighbor, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, was being brought to you by Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. You can find out more about them by going to their website, mossacura.com, and take a look at what they've got there at the Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue in the way of new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Now, you make an appointment and go from there, but I will tell you that if you are an active military person, man or woman, or if you are a veteran, if you are a first responder, whether or not you're current on duty or retired, and you've been in an EMS or firefighter or police of any type, you can get yourself a nice discount for doing that. And you also, if you're a church pastor, current or past, same thing applies there. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right off I-275, next to Nissan. They have a Nissan dealership, Moss Nissan, right there beside Moss Acura. And the other thing is, guess what? Your Moss Acura, certified new or pre-owned, comes with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, with free oil changes and tire rotations as long as you own the vehicle. So take advantage, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you.
That'll open the door wide smack open for some other stuff. Okay, first we'll find Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now we'll go down to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How are you?
Not bad. Listen, you're up there in New York, so you probably know firsthand about this, and we talked about this before, I don't know, maybe a month or two before or ago. Now, there's a story that's coming out right now in the finance section at Newsmax that says Manhattan office tower values have now plunged 45%. The buildings are getting empty.
Yeah, I mean, many of them, this was prior to COVID. I want everybody to understand this. This was, you know, a natural evolution of what was going to happen. COVID just sped the entire thing up, and I don't see much respite from any of these office buildings. The only buildings that are going to retain their value, and this is where a lot of the new building is being done, is going to be in and around the major train stations, whether it be Grand Central or Penn Station. If you're going to get people to commute, they don't want to commute into the city and then have to get off the train and get on a subway and go somewhere else. Yeah, not to mention the fact many of these buildings that are in Manhattan, they're massive. They're the size of city blocks. I mean, when I first started working on Wall Street, I worked in a building where the floor that I was on, it was bigger than a football field. I mean, it's just massive. And those buildings, nobody wants those buildings anymore. Those days are over. And the difficulty is you can't take a building like that and turn it into anything else, residential, because you need to have windows. You need to have all of these things, necessary for a residential building, meaning that these things have to come down. At some point in time, they're going to have to start knocking buildings down and doing something else because they've outlived their usefulness. You're not going to have massive trading floors anymore in Wall Street. That went away back in the 1990s, late 1990s into the early 2000s. And, you know, they did a lot of knocking things down and rebuilding some stuff down on the Wall Street area. But even there, it wasn't completely filled. New York City has got a lot of problems because the fact that also you're dealing with a lot of unions you got to deal with in certain buildings. And sometimes it makes it, you know, too expensive to turn something from commercial to residential. So, again, there's got to be some sort of, planning involved. I suggested knocking down a bunch of buildings and moving the Jets to New York City. If there was ever a time to do it, now would be it. But I don't see much of a turnaround as far as commercial space is concerned.
Okay. One other thing. The Powerball jackpot, folks, for you guys and gals out there, has now grown to $750 million, might even be higher. That's the sixth highest ever. So I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of people lined up at the convenience stores.
Not me, though.
Me neither.
Not my thing.
No, me
never
neither.
Never bought a lot of ticket in my life.
But if you win, I can be reached. All right, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. This whole thing with the inflation numbers that we've seen, Associated Press reports inflation drops of 3%. Now, this is something that Joe Biden's going to want to tout. He's going to want to make everybody think Bidenomics is totally working. What does this really mean, and where do you see this heading as, of course, as during this campaign time? Because they're going to try to make anything look great at this point.
You know, I want to suggest that even to your listeners, I go over a lot of these things on my daily podcasts that I cover. And I talked yesterday a lot about the CPI, and it's something I've gotten into and written about over the past few decades. I'm not a believer in the government number. I don't really see the significance of the CPI. I know it's the most watched number, and they're paying attention to it. They're talking about inflation, being at 3%. You want to compound inflation over the Biden administration, 16% altogether. That's with government numbers. We all know, and we've been knowing this for a long period of time, is that the price of everyday items, the things that we need to live on, have consistently gone up and gone up exponentially. Food, coffee, tolls, your kids' sports, rental, internet service, you name it. no matter what it is, the stuff that we need to live on every single day continues to go up, and that's what's most important, and that's what people are feeling. So they can spend PPI, they can do all of these different things, but, you know, people who pay the bills in a house know that it's nonsensical. And quite frankly, we need deflation in many of those items because they've been going up so far so long that it's patently absurd. You know, I'm already going on vacation. And, you know, I'm going away. I'm going where I usually go. My wife's family's in Greece. I look forward to going there because, you know, food is so inexpensive. You know, how is that? You know, especially with the demand there in the summertime with all the tourists that are there. How is it that, you know, I can get a meal for my family of five, for, 100 euros where, or equivalent of about $105? When here in the United States, I can't get out of a place with my five kids, same type of meal for $250, $300. It's nonsense.
You know, Chris, when you talk about inflation, I'm going to tell you what a listener sent us an email about. You know, you've been to convenience stores, I'm sure, and every now and then bought one of those quick hot dogs to go, right, the quarter pounders?
I know what you're talking about, but that's not exactly on my diet.
All right. Well, the quarter pound hot dogs at the convenience store are no longer a quarter pounder, and they're no longer a dollar and a half to $2. Now you get a sixth of that amount in terms of weight, and they're $1.79, which means they're making a whole hell of a lot more money than they used to, and hello, inflation.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that the store is making a whole hell of a lot more money. It means that all the input costs or regulatory costs and everything else has driven those costs up. I mean, there's a chain of everything that, input costs that go into every single item that we buy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're talking about, again, that was an interesting story talking about all of these wind farms going off over New Jersey and all of the government tax credits that are going to these wind farms and how the residents of New Jersey, how much more they're going to be paying for electricity. You pay for it more ways than one. You pay for it in your electric bill, but you're also paying for it in that hot dog because, the store's got to keep the lights on. And these costs get passed down to you. That's the type of inflation that I'm talking about. The Federal Reserve can't do a damn thing about any of that stuff. Okay? We vote for this. Okay? Everybody out there is sick and tired. We continue to vote for all of these high regulations, all of these costs that we continue to add on, and that's the reality. Why do you think, the cost of things, certain countries, they're so expensive, like Germany. Why do businesses leaving there? Their energy costs are so high. You know, we crush ourselves on a regular basis, which is nonsense.
Kyle, 30 seconds.
All right, Chris, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank says that small businesses are going to have a real trouble getting working capital moving forward. He says it's a crisis emerging. What do you think?
I think a lot of businesses that need to have access capital, there's no doubt about it, they're going to have a more difficult time. This is why when things are going well, you need to make sure that you're paying down a lot of your debt or making sure that you get yourself the necessary cash and capital to go through difficult times. But there's no doubt, a lot of small businesses, mom-and-pop places, even startups, are going to have a difficult time getting capital.
All right. Here comes the music, Chris. We're going to have to let you go till tomorrow, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. That's our buddy Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And, of course, he used to be my neighbor when I lived down there in Lakewood Ranch. Yep, he was just up the block from me, not very far in the next neighborhood. All right, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, you'll be coming right back with more as we go into the final hour of the four-hour show we call the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
if you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance. Call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.